The conference will now begin.
Okay, Shalom Chazer. I believe it's 1:15. I'm sitting in the parking lot of Coalface, Black Hole Center Technology. By the way, the lines are pretty good right now if anybody wants to go. Anyway, so let's continue. We are holding by Os Vav and the Kutei Halachas, Halacha Aleph, Os Vav. I don't know if any new people are joining. Because Ace sent out the email. But if there are any new people, we're learning the Kutei Halachos from Rabbi Nachman, an amazing sefer, which is primarily based on the different Torahs and different Hagdamos and the Sodos of Rabbi Nachman. And we're specifically using the new volume that has come out from the Breslov Research Institute. They put out the first volume in English, elucidated, annotated, sourced, all the fancy words that you could use to mean helping us try to understand Rabbi Nachman. And so on page 38, for those who have it, page 38. So we've been discussing the sugya, of course, in the Kudos Tovos, which is the main yisod, or of the main yisod, is Rabbi Nachman in Kol HaTorah Kulo of Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nachman has been drawing that Nekudah Tova into our hearts and helping us perceive and try to live life properly based on that, that we shouldn't get down, never get down upon ourselves, even when things have gone wrong, even when times are hard, times are trying. We have to find the Nekudah Tovos within ourselves, within our spouses, within our children, within our Rabbanim, within the Zman. We need them more than ever, as this is the Zman that's Usugul, what's going on right now. I'm not here to say anything. Is it Zman Mashiach? We don't know. People are talking. This and that. But the point is that we have to change it. We have to change the way we look at our lives and look at ourselves and look at other people. And then that's the Mashiach is within ourselves. Whether it be Mashiach, Bechlal, we hope, we daven. But within ourselves, to have a freedom, a full ge'ul within ourselves, we need to start looking at life with this perspective of Nekudas Tovah, constantly, constantly looking. Always, always, every moment, as much as we can for Nekudas Tovah. Even though there's some moments where it's really difficult, we still have to try whenever our das, whenever our mind is open up, when we're feeling good, we have to try to relax and find Nekudas Tovah, and that will help us see properly and feel good. And it'll be, again, a Mashiach, but in our own lives. So here we are in Os Vav. Page 38. Rabbi Nachman says, Minsa, he sums up a little bit for us, She'ikr b'chinat his'oiris ha'shen hu'aideh ha'nekudas tovos, she'motzim ba'atmo. So we find that the main way to awaken oneself up from his sleep, as Lekutei Halachos, again, for those who are, if there are anybody new, Lekutei Halachos goes according to the Shulchan Aruch. And the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch says, Yizgaber ka'ari lamod b'boker, a person should arise like a lion, strong, Lavodit Boro, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve His Creator. She'eyu Ma'ora Shachar. We can see Ma'ora, he awakens the Shachar. We're talking about waking up from sleep. And physically a person sleeps, but also spiritually a person sleeps. A person sleeps when he feels down upon himself, or when he actually is low, as Rabbi Nelson says. Afilu Kishu Chafashon B'Madrega Tachtona B'Na'od. When a person, either he has actually sinned, or a person feels like he's a sinner. Nidmelo, we've said. That it appears to him in his own life that he's a sinner, even though he might not be. Or if a person did one time a horrible sin, which he cannot get out of his mind, even though he's a good person generally, but he did this one sin that's just totally knocking him down, and he's not able to get up, he's sleeping, he's dark, it's choshech, it's laila, the Nekudas Tovos are going to wake him up. Looking for one Nekudas Tovos, a little bit of good, a little tiny bit of light, already changed the Mahala from going down to at least going, you know, baseline, then hopefully looking up. Now we discuss through this, you find there's different Nekudas Tovos. You make Nigunim. It's not just low notes, you also have high notes. And when you have a song, you have a combination of low notes and high notes. And that's the song of our life. And look at 35 on the bottom. If you have the safer, I'll read it. Elsewhere, Rabbi Nelson writes, man attaches himself to Hashem from this physical world primarily through melody and song. Let me read that again because every word here is exact. But Nelson writes this, I've seen it inside. Man attaches himself to Hashem from this physical world. If we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want Devekis, to the Ribono Shelam, we want to Ahavas Hashem, all the sugyas of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's primarily through melody and song. That means if we're not involving ourselves with some kind of singing or listening to music in some way, then we're not utilizing one of the greatest tools that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to connect to Him. And that's a chaval. That's a total chaval. That's why when a person learns, the greatest way to learn is when you learn and you sing the Gemara, when you sing the Mishnah, when you sing the Psukim. There's nothing greater than that, because you're combining Torah and Tfila, Torah and Zmira, and that brings the person to a very high level of Simcha and Dveikus to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Try. Pick the most enjoyable thing you have to learn. I don't care if it's a Lakuta Halacha, it's a Lakuta Maran, it's a Chabad Tanya, if it's Gemara, it's a Mishnah to Pasuk. Try to sing it. When you sing those words, it takes you to another place. And says every nothing, or he says the note on the bottom, we see this empirically. Listening to music inspires yearning. It generates a desire for greater closeness to Hashem, even in those who are on a very low spiritual level and feel very distant from Him. Music can go to places where words cannot go. Music can go to the depths of our most inner self. And I'll tell you, this time that we're going through, and many people are home, I don't think a day has gone by where I don't play music for my children. We play upbeat, fast music, because for the children, we need to keep them high, happy, and therefore we play a more upbeat music. There's different types of music. People have to know. There's upbeat, there's the low, there's the meditative music, there's the classical music that doesn't have any words. Many types of music, and a person needs to utilize this tool. It's tremendous. I can't tell you enough times, and most people who have used this know, it's one of the greatest tools to change a person's mood, because it goes deeper than mood. It goes to the neshama itself. And we know that, and we know, we've been told by the Hasidim, Majids, and other Hasidim, that the Heichel Negina, that Heichel of song, is right next to Heichel Mashiach. So if we want to draw down Kochos, the Or, the light of Mashiach, we have to get into the Heichel Negina first. It's the only way. And a person, especially now, during this time, you should try to find quiet times, whether it's in the morning or at night, to try to listen. You don't have to be very long, but a song or two that he knows that connects him to a different place, whoever it is that you like to listen to, whether it's a Carduner or it's one of the Katz brothers, whoever it is. There's so many types. There's so much music that there is now. There's Baruch Hashem. So many people now, you'll see so many more musical artists, Jewish music musicians are coming out now as we get closer to Mashiach. As we start to enter into the Heichel Negina, so many more people want to play. So many more people want to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they want to help others connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through this Negina. So we have to remember this is such an important thing. Such an important thing, especially in all Chassidus, to use Negina to wake ourselves up, to help ourselves. So we're in Oz Zav on page 38, last line of the page, Ki Belailus is Rabbi Nachman, she was Mana Shena, because nighttime, which is as Man Shena, the Shechina is performing something called Beirurim. Let's just read the note here on 36, because Rabbi Kramer writes it much better than I can ever say it. So 36, Beirur, which means literally sifting, right? We know in Shabbos there's an Isra of to be Mevara, to do Breiro. You're not allowed to sift good from bad. This refers to the extrication and refinement of the sparks of the light of the Infinite One imprisoned among the Klipas. The demonic forces of the other side, the Sitra Achra, he's the one who's holding on to these lights, and we have to let them out. We have to free them by sifting, being the Vara. At creation, the sphere of vessels meant to contain this light shattered. There was the spheres were not in the proper order, and there was too much light, and therefore the spheres shattered. Sparks of the light, or Nitzotzos, became trapped inside the shards of those metaphysical vessels, and as a result became embedded in the material world. Everything fell. Everything from a high spiritual place fell into physicality, and these sparks became embedded and stuck in the material world, in our world, in each of the four levels of the physical reality. We'll discuss that coming up. Every Jew has a role in the spiritual test of beer. Every Jew, that's our whole goal. Getting closer to Mashiach, it's the Mavara, the toll from the Ra, which is the meaning of Das, which is what we need now. To be Mavara, the toll from the Ra, to take the good out of the bad, to remove the good from the Klipas that surround it, discovering and redeeming the Nitzotzos. How do we do that? Primarily through Torah study, mitzvahs, and prayer. But also, and this is where Chassidus is very stark, but also by engaging in life's mundane affairs, or we think they're mundane offense, the klipas are mundane, with thoughts, words, and deeds directed toward Torah. This is the Inyan of Birurim. And just Agav, it's very interesting, as I think about this. And he said that if you have the Sefer, you see on Appendix A, page 231, you should see there for a deeper explanation, more of an explanation. But it's very interesting now just to point out that the two Chassiduses that are most open about the Pnimius HaTorah, Chabad and Breslov, are the Torahs you see that are still expanding nowadays, and more people are learning them. Because now there's time that we have to start learning a little Pnimius HaTorah. And like this, even this, just to read this, and to read page 231, that already is introducing oneself and getting involved in the Torah. You don't have to open up a Kitzei Arizal. But now more than ever, we need to start getting to the Torah. As the Chitzonius of this world is in shambles and things are going awry, things are crazy, the only way to freedom is to Pnimius. The only way. And if we have to continue to learn the Kutei Lach and the Kutei Maran and all this form, and the Gemara and Mishnah, we have to learn those Torahs also in a very Pnimiusic way. But let's quickly finish up this paragraph before we end for today. On page 38, so again, on the bottom. So nighttime is a time where the Shechina HaKadosha is Mevarer, the room is sifting through the Tov and the Ra, Ki Yadua, like is known, meaning if you know Pnimius HaTorah. V'zem Ram is Amanal. This is all a remnant of him to what we've been discussing, Kishem is Dair. Again. Shekishem is Gavir B'chinas Hashem HaOdam. When sleep overcomes a person, as I tell Levakish, meaning the darkness, the Ra overcomes a person, you need to search, and to seek, to find the Atzma Kudus Tovos. When a person finds himself more Ra than Tov, you need to find the Tov because the Tov is in there. By day Zegis or Mishnasa. Do that, you'll awaken. And we'll end on one note that on Shabbos, there's no Beirurim. You're not allowed to do Beirurim. It's also to do being a Vara on Shabbos, as if Tov from Ra. You know why? Because there is no Ra on Shabbos. Shabbos is a ma'ilim and a tev. Shabbos is an ing of me'im lo'lam haba, me'im lo'asid. And therefore, in this world, what do we want to do? On Friday, we try to take in Shabbos early. Because in this world, we're trying to be motive on Shabbos. So Seth is Shabbos. We want to try to bring these feelings of tov, to tov that should overcome the ra, that we should walk around every day without birurim. Everything should be tov. And it should be bringing Shabbos into the week where we're not mevar tov mat, it's all tov. The only way we could do that is if we find one Nekudat Tov after another Nekudat Tov after another Nekudat Tov, and eventually it overpowers the Nekudat Tov, and we certainly see ourselves and we see the whole world in such a positive way, even in this craziness. We find those Nekudos that are good, and we see how Kodesh Baruch Hu is really guiding us and trying to bring us to Tshuva, trying to bring the best out of us. We should be Zocher to find that within ourselves, within the world, within the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I wish you have a great day.